You're listening to Issues and Ideas here on KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White. San Luis Obispo County's tourism arm is undertaking an expensive, first-of-its-kind campaign for the area aimed at pulling in visitors from California's big metro areas, L.A., San Francisco, as well as Las Vegas and Phoenix. Chuck Davidson is the CEO of Visit San Luis Obispo County and joins us in studio to talk about this campaign, as well as where local tourism stands currently. Welcome to Issues and Ideas, Chuck.
Thanks. I really appreciate the invite and the opportunity to be here and talk to you today.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about this campaign. It launched last year in November. $850,000 media campaign. What does that buy?
Yeah, so that's buying radio, digital, print, along with some co-op partnership in the feeder markets of San Francisco, Los Angeles, the Central Valley, Phoenix, and Las Vegas.
And how did you pick those metro areas to target?
Yeah, great question. So, you know, here in San Luis Obispo County, being halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, obviously those are tremendous feeder markets for us, as is the Central Valley, a longtime history with the people that come from the Central Valley to this area for vacation. And when we look at Phoenix, you know, we've got direct flights into the San Luis Obispo Airport from Phoenix, which is a key market for us. And then Las Vegas, we have direct flights into Santa Maria. And so although that's Santa Barbara County, it's 20 minutes south of the San Luis Obispo County line. And again, a great feeder market for us. When you think of Phoenix and Las Vegas, you know, at 120 degrees, those people are simply looking to get to water. And we're very fortunate to have about 80 miles of coastline here in San Luis Obispo County.
And I think San Joaquin County or San Joaquin Valley visitors are thinking the same thing when it's summertime.
Exactly. Yeah. So those people in the Central Valley are simply looking for relief, right? And we have a lot to offer in that.
And so what type of media are we talking about? Is there a specific campaign with a slogan and that sort of thing?
Yeah, so the campaign is really built around the ability to do everything from very high intense adventure here. You want to go ziplining or rock climbing or things like that, all the way to the relaxation piece of simply sitting on the beach or sitting in a winery and having a glass of wine. And so it's built around the concept of kind of joyride, not joyride as you would think of in a big market, but really that you can go from, you know, high intensity to a lot of fun and relaxation here in our market.
And is it, does it vary based on the market you're targeting? You know, the tastes in the San Francisco Bay Area are much different than those you might find in Phoenix.
Yeah, absolutely. It does vary, especially when we talk about digital and social media campaigns. They vary widely. We know that in San Francisco, those consumers are a little more focused on wine. We know in Los Angeles, those consumers typically come here for events. So we know in the Central Valley that those people are coming here to explore the beach. And so we try to position our campaigns around those identifiers that are really important to those key markets.
Do you try to hit up visitors to Las Vegas who might be staying for an extended period of time as a side trip to their trip to Las Vegas?
So we don't. We do that through our international travel. And so when we talk about the Chinese visitation and UK and Australian visitation, we know that those people are here for an extended period of time, and they're typically on what's called in the travel world a fly-drive package. And so they're flying into a destination, driving over to another destination, and then maybe flying to one third destination before they travel back to their original or their outbound market. And so when we think of Las Vegas from an international standpoint, we absolutely try to attach our destination as an opportunity there. But really that Las Vegas focus is around locals. Locals living in Las Vegas trying to make an escape. And, you know, we're fortunate to live in a beautiful destination like this. I spent 38 years in Las Vegas growing up there before I moved here 3 years ago. So it's a market I know well, but we're also a very unknown quantity when you talk about Las Vegas and Phoenix. They don't know San Luis Obispo County or Pismo Beach or Paso Robles or Morro Bay. And so we're really trying to do a better job of broadening the awareness for them, which will create additional demand in room nights here in the county.
You mentioned Southern California visitors like the events that are held in San Luis Obispo County. The premier event, the big one each year for the past several years, has been Savor the Central Coast. some big changes coming to Savor. Some people might say Savor is completely going away. How would you characterize what's going on?
Yeah, so I would say that's absolutely untrue. We're really excited about the new vision for Savor and looking to take Savor on the road. And so, you know, Savor's been a mainstay here in the market for 6 years, and there is a possibility that we'll see a Savor event similar to what we've seen in the past here in the county in years to come. The board has agreed to take proposals from event management companies who might be interested in doing that here in the county. But our focus is really to take it on the road into the other destinations, into our feeder markets, and really showcase the food and wine and beer component that we have for this county firsthand with those individuals who live in other markets in the effort of trying to get them to then travel here for a full experience. And so we talk about, you know, food and wine festivals that exist in other markets. We're talking to those festivals about building out destination booths, 30 by 30, 40 by 40 booths, where we have some of our wine, brewery, and food partners participate with us and really showcase the county holistically with the auspice of trying to get those people encouraged to travel here for a longer length of stay.
But the big tent event that was held at Santa Margarita Ranch for so many years, that is on hold currently, as is the partnership with Sunset Magazine?
That's correct. And so Sunset went through a major transformation this year, kind of as we have under our new tourism marketing district, but they sold their Menlo Park location. They moved to Jack London Square in Oakland. They changed editors. So they've got a lot of stuff going on. And so it seemed like a great opportunity for us to place the event on hold, them to place it on hold and revisit it next year. Rob Rossi, who owns Santa Margarita Ranch, has already expressed his desire to see Savor return there, and so he's hoping that that will happen. And we're interested in that as well, if we can find the right event management company to run that for us.
And San Luis Obispo County owns the Savor moniker.
Yes, so we own the Savor brand and all of the assets that go with it. And so that's a huge blessing for us as an organization because it's got great brand awareness. And that's where we think taking it on the road into these other feeder markets where people are already aware of the name, but we have the ability to showcase to a much broader audience. Savor's done an amazing job, but Savor attracts about 10,000 people over 4 days. And we know that if we can take this into other markets where there's 10,000 people going to a food and wine show, and we can do a dozen of those, we're going to reach 120,000 people, which then we have the ability to try to drive them back here to San Luis Obispo County for stays.
Some people might scratch their head at the decision based on the fact that last year was the first year that Savor actually turned a profit.
Yeah, so the board had really tasked us with, before the 2015 event, no longer running the event ourselves. And so for the first 5 years, Visit San Luis Obispo County staff actually ran that event, which is extremely cumbersome, and the organization did an amazing job with it. But with the passage of our tourism marketing district, we're really focused on other big item initiatives. So the first initiative was to get it off our plate, which was we hired an event management company. And then the second initiative was to turn a profit. For 5 years in a row, the event had lost money, upwards of $100,000 in some years. This year, we were able to totally right that ship and went from about an $80,000 loss in 2014 to a $12,000 gain in 2015. But the board really wanted to look at it as a bigger initiative. So it's not just about making money. It's also about how many people can we attract to the county and how do we broaden that awareness. And so, again, Savor, amazing from a four-day standpoint, but we really want to look at 365 days and how we really expand the awareness of our county.
Yeah, and for people that were unfamiliar with Savor, like you mentioned, the event is a four-day event held in late September, spread out throughout the county from a big event up at Hearst Castle to the Santa Margarita Ranch event that we talked about, and then several other food and dining events with celebrity chefs and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and adventure tours that take place all around the county as well so that people can really get a small taste of different areas of the county. We can showcase the assets that we're so blessed to have here. And so we'll continue to introduce those pieces into other things that we do as the year moves on. And we look forward to what the next avenue for Savor looks like. But we're, as an organization, we're extremely excited about the direction it's heading.
Now, while the Savor event may have lost money at the event itself, throughout the year, the marketing push that came from Savor helped to draw people into the county. And the tourism in the county is doing very well right now. It is estimated at $1.5 billion in 2014 and roughly growing at about 3% a year. Does that still hold true?
It does. And so we had our biggest year last year. Again, the numbers that we see are about a year delayed. And so we'll get new numbers here in May for 2014-2015. But all indications point to a very robust year again this year and even into 2017. So we're really excited about that.
In terms of jobs, the accommodation and food services industry is number two in the county, just behind government and in front of health care and social assistance. And then I guess number four is retail trade, and all of those people coming in help boost that one as well. Construction could play in some role as well. So it's a huge chunk of the county.
It is. Last year, or the 2014 numbers, hospitality made up just over 17,000 jobs, crossed that mark for the first time in history. We continue to see a lot of new assets being built in our county, from the wine component to the lodging component. We're going to add about 5% in room inventory here in 2016. Had some great properties come online up in Atascadero and Paso late last year. We've got several properties under construction in the city of San Luis Obispo right now, along with properties on the radar in Pismo, Grover Beach, and Arroyo Grande. So we're really excited about tourism growth and what's happening. And that $850,000 that we're spending in feeder markets is certainly going to help with driving that demand into the county.
And where are the hot spots in the county when it comes to visitors? I just off the top of my head, I would think the North Coast area of Cambria and such. The Paso Robles, clearly the wine region, as with the Edna Valley, San Luis Obispo itself, and then the Five Cities area with Pismo. Morro Bay, too, as well.
Yeah, so all of those. It's really the great thing about the county is we have niche all over. So it really depends on the consumer. You know, if you're looking for a great place to, enjoy a vacation rental on the beach, that Cayucas, Cambria up to San Simeon area is amazing. If you're looking
it's hard
for,
to find one, as a matter of fact.
It is, especially in peak periods. But if you're looking for, nice little quaint hotels in a great fishing city, Morro Bay is an amazing destination as well. There's only one rock. It exists in Morro Bay, and we've been really excited to be able to showcase that. We showcased it this year in the new Visit California TV spot that's running both domestically and international. First time that we've seen that type of exposure for our county.
I saw that. It's beautiful.
Yeah, so it's amazing feature. Pismo and down into Grover and Oceano, the only place that you can legally drive a car on the beach. And so, and then the wine country, obviously, of Paso has just been amazing. 2013, Wine Destination of the Year. This year, Justin Winery being named Winery of the Year. And so that's all great exposure for the wine industry, but ultimately great exposure for our county as well.
We're speaking with the CEO of Visit San Luis Obispo County, Chuck Davidson. Chuck, let's help people reset what they think of when they think of Visit San Luis Obispo County, because there have been several changes over the last several years. When I first started working with your organization, it was under a different name. It was in San Luis Obispo. Then it went up to Paso. Now it's back in San Luis Obispo. So help people figure out where things stand now.
Yeah, so Visit San Luis Obispo County is a DBA. Our our organization name is the San Luis Obispo County Visitors and Conference Bureau. That's the legal name of the organization. Really, our focus is based on tourism awareness, and so we really have two calls to action. One is to generate awareness of our county, and the second is to generate demand for overnight stays in our county. Formally, the organization dating back to last year, early last year and the 20 years before that, our funding came from local cities. They gave us a portion of the tourism funds that they collected to help create our budget. And the budget was about $800,000 a year. Last year, after about a 10-year effort and specifically an 18-month campaign here in the county, the Board of Supervisors passed our Tourism Marketing District, which is a 1% assessment on all lodging properties throughout the county. And that includes hotels, motels, vacation rentals, bed and breakfasts and RV parks. And that gets us about $3.5 million a year. So we went from $800,000 to $3.5 million budget. It's interesting that feeder market campaign that we're talking about of $850 was larger than our entire budget.
Right,
a year
I was
ago.
Just thinking that, right.
So we're very fortunate to have the backing of so many lodging constituents in the market who are excited about tourism and excited about our growth. And, when we talk about tourism overall, every single person who lives in San Luis Obispo County tourism affects their life one way or another. And we really look at them as ambassadors for the business, because it's not just about selling a destination. It's really about selling the experience that the customer has when they get here in the market. So our organization had, to your point, been located in San Luis Obispo, the city of San Luis Obispo. A couple years ago, it moved up to Paso. Great opportunity to be up there, and rents were a little bit cheaper at the time, and a number of the team lived up there. But when the Tourism Marketing District passed, we really wanted to get Visit San Luis Obispo County back to the center of our county. San Luis Obispo is the hub of all the spokes that exist in our county, and we do a lot of work in San Luis Obispo. We do a lot of work with the government and the government center, It just made sense for us to be located here, and so we moved the office back here in August, and are currently finishing the build on what will be our final space on Marsh Street, just off of Johnson, and we'll be moving in there early March. So we're really excited to get our final home and really get to work on finalizing tourism and the efforts that we have here in the county.
How does Visit San Luis Obispo County work with its neighbors and in the case of KCBX, our listeners in Santa Barbara County and Monterey County?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I'm very fortunate to have a really good relationship with Kathy Janega Dykes, who's my counterpart at Visit Santa Barbara, and also Tammy, who runs the Monterey Conference and Visitors Bureau up there. And they've been huge advocates for what we're trying to do. People look at us as competitors, and we obviously look at them as competitors. When people are making a decision to go to the Central Coast, they're going to choose pretty much one of those three counties to travel to. But as much as they're competitors, they're also here to help us from a strategic standpoint. So when we talk again about that international customer who's coming into one of the gateway cities, San Francisco or Los Angeles, and then they're going to travel the path of the Central Coast, they've got to travel through all of our counties, right, in order to get to the opposite destination. So the more we can work together and solidify that business that's coming here and attach it to our three counties in general, the better off we're all going to be. We all three desire, our organizations desire the same thing, to get people out of the gateways and into our smaller counties and introduce them to what we have to offer. So if we know an international customer or tour and travel group is coming into Monterey, it's great for us to be able to work with Tammy and her team to get them then to stop in San Luis Obispo and then hand them off to Santa Barbara so that we can all get that same customer and allow them to experience our destinations.
And on that international note, in April, you are taking your message to China.
We are. And so, again, through our partnership with Visit California, who is our statewide tourism organization, they do international missions into a bunch of different countries, and coming up in April, we'll be headed over to China to talk from both a tour and travel standpoint, really educate the tour and travel group over there, travel agents who are on the ground selling United States destinations. We want to educate them on San Luis Obispo County. In addition, we'll be meeting with the media over there to talk to them about our county so that they have the ability to showcase it to the Chinese. And so we're really excited about that. It's the second time in the history of our organization that that's happened. We went a couple years ago. We weren't as far along as we are in building our destination then as we are now. So we're really excited for the ability to showcase San Luis Obispo County. Obviously, China is a major contributor to tourism right now for the state of California and in the United States alone. But it's a big destination for us to tackle.
Well, Chuck Davidson, the CEO of Visit San Luis Obispo County, it's a pleasure to meet you and to get this update on what's happening with Visit San Luis Obispo County and to hear about this large campaign. I just got back from 3 weeks in Spain, and I was pleasantly surprised that I would say more than 50% of the people I met knew where the Central Coast was and San Luis Obispo specifically. So you're doing your job. You're getting the word out.
We're working hard.
You can learn more by going to visitsanluisobispocounty.com. We'll have that link, of course, under Issues and Ideas on our website, kcbx.org. You are listening to Issues and Ideas here on KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White.